Well, hello everyone. So this is nutritionist Kay Spears and
Chef Andrew.
And we are Nutritious Meats Delicious. And this is our episode 7. And what is this episode?
So this is going to be about easy meals in the kitchen.
All right, here we go. All right, so when you say easy meals in the kitchen, what's the title of this?
Well, so Kay and I just got done making dinner, and we had three clients today ask us and basically tell us, look, I hate to cook, and it's not so much that I hate to cook, I hate the cleanup. So a lot of times when Kay and I cook, we do one-pot meals or what we call sheet pan dinners. Everything goes in the pot together, goes on a pan in the oven together, and we have one dish to cook, one dish to clean. So we're going to share some of our favorites with you.
Yes, and I'm all about the one dish to clean.
So let's start with, we had talked about before the right tool for the job. We had told everybody about like the Le Creuset kind of casserole dish, not Teflon
right.
Dishes. So this is going to be your best friend in this whole thing. First one we're going to go with is a chicken tikka masala. Now, I'm not going to give you all the specific recipes. You can email us for specifics. I'm just going to give you some really good ideas that we usually go with. Chicken tikka masala, which I don't know if you knew this, Kay, is the national dish of England.
Oh, wow.
It is not fish and chips. It is chicken tikka masala.
I just can't believe that. That's so interesting.
I know. It's been that way for a while, too. Anyway, so we really like to use, just for sake of speed, using chicken tenderloins. So like anything, get your raw meat in the pan first. Sear your chicken in some olive oil, salt, and pepper. Go ahead and take those out. And then we like to add mushrooms. We like to add some broccoli. We like to add some diced eggplant. We like to add some bell pepper. And we like to add some onion. So
let me back up. So you do the chicken, you take it out, and you put it on a plate. And then you start putting your vegetables in there.
Yeah, and honestly, you don't even have to take the chicken out. Because then we're just dirtying another plate. So you can leave the chicken in there, put the vegetables in, just keep moving it around so nothing sticks, nothing burns. When the vegetables start to get a little soft, find your favorite chicken tikka masala jarred sauce. Pour it in there maybe with a little bit of water, a little bit of chicken stock, or even a little bit of coconut milk if you want.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So you let the vegetables just kind of simmer in what while they're cooking? You're not doing them in a broth or something?
No. We're taking the jarred tikka masala sauce. I mean, if you're feeling ambitious, if you like making your own tikka masala sauce, by all means, knock yourself out. But that's going to dirty about another four pans. So that would defeat the purpose of this podcast.
Let's stick to the easy recipe.
Right. So we're going to simmer till the chicken's done, probably about like 10 minutes. And as that's going on, the sauce is reducing back to its original viscosity that it was when you took it out of the jar. And at that point, maybe put it over a little basmati rice if you care to, or just eat it straight, green onions on top.
I like it without the rice, me personally. It's got a lot of flavor, but yeah, you could do it over rice or brown rice or noodles even if you wanted to.
All right, well, moving on to some of our favorite Chinese foods is I'm going to tell you a really, really, really quick stir fry. So take the same pan. Instead of using olive oil this time, we're going to use sesame oil. You can use raw shrimp or cooked shrimp for this. If you use a raw shrimp, put those in first. Move them around for about 2 minutes so they're a little pink in color. Mm-hmm. The pre-fresh, pre-packed stir-fried vegetables you can get at your grocery store. Mm-hmm. Grab one of those bags. In the pan also, move those around until they get a little bit soft. At that point, all we're going to do now is what we use is what we talked about stocking your pantry is Bragg's Liquid Aminos.
Yes.
So tell us about that. It's a gluten-free.
So it tastes like soy sauce. It's gluten-free, and they have a non-GMO soy one, but they also have a coconut one. And it's just really good because you can make any Asian dish without adding the sugar and the soy, genetically modified soy, and the soy sauce, which has gluten in it. So if you're trying to be gluten-free, then you would want to use the Bragg's Amino.
Right. If you don't want shrimp, you can also use chicken. You can use beef.
Yeah.
Basically, we're making a stir fry with some sesame oil and some Bragg's Liquid Aminos. When it's done, take it out, green onion, sesame seeds, and there you go.
Yeah. And I like to put the what's those? Always the white long stringy bean sprouts.
Yes, bean sprouts.
Those are really good. Kind of give it that crunch.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one. And that's one pot.
Okay. One pot. And kind of the same thing if you wanted to do something like a beef and broccoli or a pepper steak. Same thing. Sesame oil. Put your steak in first. They make, and if you can't find it, you can ask your butcher. They make what's called stir-fry beef. It's basically a thin sliced piece of sirloin that they've cut into strips for you for stir-fry. Cook the meat, add the vegetables, add the Bragg's amino, and voila, there you have it.
All right.
So something else, we're getting into some seafood, salmon. Now, salmon is one of those things that I found. People love it. People not a big fan. But for those who love salmon, this is an easy one. Again, get your pan hot, some olive oil.
Start with your wild-caught salmon.
Wild-caught, not farm-raised, absolutely. Yeah. And if you're going to do skin side down first. Get that skin kind of crispy. Flip that over. Then at that point, you can take your salmon out, add your broccoli, which is not big, huge chunks of broccoli. We're talking like florets or spears, small ones, sauteed around. And then at that point, squeeze a lemon.
Is it in a pot or a pan?
Yeah, no, we're still in the same pot that we're doing everything in.
Okay.
So take the salmon out, put the broccoli in, saute the broccoli a little bit. All right, here's the thing. Squeeze a lemon, tablespoon of mustard, about a quarter cup of cream.
Yeah.
So you got a lemon mustard cream to go over your broccoli and over your salmon. Delish.
Delicious.
Yeah. So for those of us in Texas, another really good one-pot thing is chili.
Well, wait, back up.
What's that?
How do we know when our salmon or chicken or anything's cooked?
Okay, so salmon, if you have a thermometer, chicken should be cooked to 165 degrees. Salmon can be anywhere between 130 to 160 degrees.
Okay.
It all depends on if you like your salmon medium, if you like your salmon well done.
Okay, that makes sense. Better.
Okay. So another idea that we have is chili. Now, chili is invented in 1888 in San Antonio, Texas, for those of you that didn't know that. Again,
you are a big food history geek.
Yes, I am. Again, this is just ground beef cooked, onions, all this in olive oil. Add a cup of tomato sauce, just a regular canned tomato sauce. Add your chili powder seasonings, any of your favorite brands. We like Carol Shelby's, but yeah, you can also use Wick Fowler's or any one that you've come up with or your friend makes or you bought at a farmer's market. Or
and tell them what we do with the Shelby one. We take the flour pack
out. The masa out, yeah. So you'll see in a lot of these, they'll have either a flour pack or a masa pack to thicken your chili. That honestly, A, you don't need it to thicken your chili, and B, your body just doesn't need it, period.
Right. And so can you do that, in a pot or a crock pot?
Same pot. Same pot we've been using this entire time. Ground beef.
But you could use a crock pot.
You could. I would probably stick with this one just so that your beef is more cooked than boiled.
Okay.
Anyway, add a little bit of water just to cover everything. Simmer for about 20 minutes. You've got your onions, your tomato sauce, your chili seasoning, and your ground beef. And at this point, you've got chili, plain and simple.
Yeah.
And what we like to do sometimes, if we're going to veg it up a little bit, we add some butternut squash cubes. We add some cauliflower rice.
Right.
Sometimes we've been known to throw broccoli in there.
And you don't have to do that, but that's just sometimes if you're wanting to get some vegetables, that's great for kids. When you get some little cauliflower rice in there and they don't know it's in there. And so you're sneaking in a little bit of something.
Sneaking in
something.
A lot of vegetables. Yeah. Well, because the cauliflower rice is about the same size as the pieces of ground beef. So
yeah.
It's really easy to mask in there.
Yeah.
So, all right. And our last kind of idea for one pot meals is kind of a Mexican pork stew. And so the pork that we're using is, I really recommend the pork shoulder, or you'll find in the store, it says called pork for carnitas. Cut it up into cubes, I guess, about the size of 1 inch by 1 inch, and get your pork in your pan and some oil, salt, and pepper, and cook your pork. And then we're gonna do next kind of in the pot, make what's called a salsa casera, or you can buy it. There's a couple of brands in the grocery store that it's a chunky tomato. It's not so much like a paste picante sauce, but it's more of a salsa, almost like a rotel. tomatoes, chilies, onions.
Spell that. Casera?
C-A-S-E-R-A. You want me to use it in a sentence?
You always do that.
Okay. So you can like I said, you can use Rotel. You can use whether you want it spicy, not spicy, more onion, more tomato. I definitely recommend putting some fresh cilantro in it, maybe some cumin, some oregano, and maybe a little bit of chicken broth just to cover the pork. Simmer for about 20 minutes, and you've got your delicious Mexican pork stew.
Yummy. So that right there is one pot and how many dinners?
What do we say? 6 dinners?
Yeah. So you've got one pot that you can just clean and get ready for the next night and just throw your, you don't have to spend a lot of time cutting stuff up, right?
Correct. And almost everything that we're talking about, you can get already cut up in the grocery store. A lot of your produce departments now are, I mean, they're going to charge a little bit for processing it for you, but trust me, it's worth your time.
Yeah. And so all these recipes, by the way, if you go to www.kspears.com. Some of these we have on our Nutritious Meats Delicious tab, or you can email us with our email.
info@kspears.com.
And we will be more than happy to share any recipes with you if it's not on our website.
Right. All right. So now we're going to move out of the pot and into the pan. All right, so what we're talking about here is sheet pan dinners. And so basically you take a baking sheet, and what we had talked about before is having some type of liner when you bake on your baking sheets. This not so much, because the heat from the pan along with the oils that we're going to use is really going to help put a little bit of a caramelization and a roast on what we're going to put in the oven. So the first one we're going to talk about is chicken legs. So it's going to be a delicious lemon and herb chicken leg with Brussels sprouts and red potatoes. So you want to tell us about why we're going to use red potatoes over, say, any other potatoes?
Well, they're lower glycemic than russet potatoes, so they're a little bit better for you. So as far as blood sugar and everything else, plus I just think they have a lot more flavor. You can do lots of stuff to them.
Agreed.
Rosemary and olive oil and... So we're putting all this on a sheet all together at one time?
Yeah. So take your Brussels sprouts, cut them in half, put them on the sheet. When you cut up your potatoes, make sure they're about the size of the Brussels sprouts on the sheet. Sprinkle it with some white wine. Sprinkle it with some lemon juice, or a lot of lemon juice. Mm-hmm. Olive oil. Throw your favorite herbs in there. Thyme, rosemary, sage, parsley. Get all that mixed up in there, and then go ahead and take your chicken legs and do the same thing. Onto the sheet pan, toss everybody around. So everybody's in the pool. Everybody's got lemon and garlic and herbs and a little bit of white wine. All right, at this point, we're going to go ahead and put it in the oven. Now, this one is going to go in at 425 for probably about 30 minutes. Again, when you get to 30 minutes, you can check your chicken temperature with a thermometer. Make sure it's at about 165. Now, this one, the first time we did it, it came out really, really delicious. But not as Kay and I really like that nice roasted charred look to it. So we recommend on dishes like this, when you get to that 30-minute point, turn your oven off and turn your broiler on. So we're going to crisp the skin on the chicken. We're going to roast the Brussels sprouts. We're going to get a little bit of brown on those potatoes. And you know, right when it gets to the point of nice and toasted, what they call GBD, golden brown delicious, take it out, let it cool off, and eat away.
Now, the vegetables won't be cooked before the chicken?
No. No, because we're using the whole philosophy behind sheet pan dinners is you need to use things in dishes that are the same density.
Okay.
So I wouldn't use potatoes with something like broccoli, because a broccoli is going to cook probably 3-4 times faster than a potato. But something like a Brussels sprout's more dense, you're going to get that.
Okay. Now, for those of you who are doing programs with me, I have a phase one reset your metabolism, and the red potatoes are not on that 5-week plan. They will be in the second phase when we create the healthy lifestyle. So you could simply do zucchini and what other vegetables? Brussels sprouts, even asparagus, right?
Asparagus, yes. If you do asparagus, you got to add it at the end.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to cook faster. Okay, so what vegetables would you stick to?
Well, let's go to our, like I said, You can do any vegetable. Just make sure that they're all kind of the same density.
Like cauliflower.
Right. Okay. So the next dish that we're talking about for those pork tenderloin lovers out there is one whole pork tenderloin. Usually weighs about a pound. And you can rub it down with your favorite herbs, spices, seasonings. Just make sure it's not a pre-made seasoning that has brown sugar in it.
And MSG.
Yeah. And so this one we really like to use. There's a North African spice called za'atar. But it's also, we also like to use curry blends on something like this. Anyway, rub down your pork tenderloin, put it right in the middle of your sheet tray. Now what we're going to surround it with is cauliflower, what we call florets. So if you go to the produce section and the cauliflower that's already in the bag, but it's still raw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a floret about the size of a golf ball, I guess you would say, maybe a little bit smaller. And we like to do it with actually sweet potato that's cubed and chunked about the same size, probably about the size of a die, I guess you will, or that's singular for dice.
I was about to say, what's a die?
but if Kay was talking about if we're just going all vegetarian with no tubers, then you can do butternut squash.
Yeah.
That's already been. So again, butternut squash, cauliflower, a little bit of olive oil, toss in the same herbs and spices on the sheet tray with the pork tenderloin. This one's going to go at 450 degrees in the oven for about 20 minutes. Now, after 20 minutes, you're going to take your pork tenderloin. You're going to want to turn it over so it cooks evenly. Toss your cauliflower and your sweet potato or butternut squash around and let it go for about another 20 minutes. And at that point, when you take it out, again, if you'd like for your last 5 minutes, turn the oven off, turn the broiler on. You get that nice kind of brown on your vegetables and on your pork. Pork, you know, you can eat pork anywhere from 130 degrees, which is medium, all the way to well done of 165. So we prefer ours in about the medium well range. It's just, it's juicier. It's yeah. Nothing worse than overcooked pork.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, I take that back. Overcooked chicken. Oh, no, I take that back. Overcooked shrimp.
How about an overcooked steak?
How about overcooked anything?
Yeah. All right. What do you have for us? All right. Next,
I got one. I got one more. And this is a just an Italian riff on chicken and vegetables with pesto. So again, on your sheet pan, we're talking. I like chicken tenderloins just because they cook faster. And I would say chicken tenderloins and maybe some small button mushrooms.
Okay.
And so we're going to take those and we're going to toss those in some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And those are going to get on the baking sheet in the oven. This one is going to go for, hold please, forgot my notes.
That is okay. So this
This one's going to be 400 degrees. It's going to be a little bit lower because it's going to cook a little bit faster, so we don't need such high heat.
What seasonings are you putting on that?
Right now, salt and pepper. I'm going to tell you why here in a second.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is a mushroom is like a sponge. It holds a lot of water. So you want to do the chicken and mushrooms first. And once those mushrooms release all that liquid, you're going to take the pan out, pour that liquid off, and then add your small pieces of broccoli florets, your squash, your zucchini. That's all cut about the size of a die again.
Yeah. What about tomatoes? Could you
right
put tomatoes in there?
And yes.
If you do, so the cherry tomatoes. And
I really recommend cherry tomatoes because the second you put a cut tomato in, the same thing with the mushroom, you're going to have water everywhere.
So, but can that cook the whole time?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, because once you, now we're 10 minutes in, so your chicken is just about done. Your mushrooms are just about done. All you're trying to do is just get a little bit of a roast on this squash and zucchini and some onions if you want to put it in there. But also, when you put everything in here and we're going to get it roasted, your tomatoes should be just a little roasted and shriveled. Your zucchini should be nice and firm but still cooked.
Okay.
And this is another one like the rest. You want to turn your oven off 5 minutes with 5 minutes to go and turn the broiler on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you take this out of the oven, it's getting ready to cool down. This is when you take your spoonfuls of pesto, whether you want to make it or buy it, and go ahead and mix all your chicken, your tomatoes, your squash, zucchini, mushrooms, broccoli, everything in this pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are not on case plan, I would toss this with angel hair pasta and wow.
Well, you... Yes, yes, but you could use...
Okay, gluten-free angel hair pasta. And don't forget the Parmesan.
I was going to say, for those of you that have Costco in Florida, there's not a Costco anywhere around us, but the Costco in Texas, they have the pesto there that's already in a big jar.
Yeah.
That you basically don't have to make it yourself. Again, you just buy that, you toss everything in that, and there you go. That's one less thing that you
that's
have
right.
to do.
Chicken and vegetables, like I said, if you want to put it over some angel hair pasta, look yeah. out. It's Italian night.
That's right. Well, they have the zucchini noodles too, and you could do that same pesto. Here's a quick one. I know it wasn't on your list, but just taking some cooked shrimp, some zucchini noodles, and a little bit of that pesto and throwing it in a little pot and just warming it up, and there's dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That could be 5 minutes.
So like we said, these are more or less ideas. One cook pot dinners that... Yeah. All right. Get the beat.
Sorry about that.
But like I said, the idea behind sheet pan dinners is getting proteins and vegetables of the same density so everybody cooks at the same time. Same thing with your one pot dinners, that you're going to start with things that are going to cook the longest, the things that don't, put them in the end. And just we're always making sure we add just really good sauces and flavors and spices and seasonings. And like I said, at the end of the day, we're using one sheet pan or one pot.
So, you know, dill is one of my favorite. What profiles and vegetables and meats would go with just some dill and lemon juice?
You know, dill lemon chicken is really good. Maybe with a touch of cream. Actually, what I would put dill with that mustard cream in the salmon dish.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and I would do dill with shrimp also.
Okay. All right. Good. Is that all the sheet pans?
That's about all I got for tonight. That's just the concept in a nutshell. But if there's questions that anybody has, ideas anybody has, I mean, the list goes on and on and on for one pot meals and sheet pan dinner. So please email me, let me know what you have on hand, what you're trying to cook, and we'll get it tasting good.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this episode. So I'm Kay Spears, and I'm nutritious.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm Chef Andrew, and I'm delicious.
You guys have a great evening. We'll see you soon.
Yep. Cheers to your health.